So I finished, and I kind of went overboard on the week after the project was over. I went to the dark side, and I just indulged myself. It was like something out of Caligula, but without the sex part, because I have three young kids, so that wasn't happening. But the overeating and the overdrinking, definitely. I finally have stabilized. So now I'm back to adopting many of, not all, I don't wear a helmet anymore, but a lot of the dozens of the healthy behaviors that I adopted during my year. It was really a life-changing project. And I, of course, don't have time to go into all of them. Let me just tell you two really quickly. The first is, and this was surprising to me, I didn't expect this to come out, but I live a much quieter life now, because we live in such a noisy world, you know, it's so noisy, there's trains and planes and cars and Bill O'Reilly, he's very noisy, and this is a real underestimated, underappreciated health hazard, not just because it harms our hearing, which it obviously does, but it actually initiates the fight or flight response. A loud noise will get your a fight or flight response going, and this, over the years, can cause real damage, cardiovascular damage.